Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Tuesday. The Packers were on the practice field yesterday. Will not be on the practice field today, but we'll return to the practice field and we'll get our first injury report tomorrow. Football is here, ladies and gentlemen. Now the fun begins. You know where else the fun is happening? You know it. You can probably say this better than I can at this point. Underdog Fantasy. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. This is the week, people. This is the final week. You can get in and on the best ball league. This is the place to do it. Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles that all for you. Go to underdogfantasy.com or download the app. You get a free $25 in bonus cash when you use code Cheesehead to make your first deposit. That $25 is worth five free entries into the Puppy 3, a fantasy football tournament with $1 million in prize money and a $200,000 prize for first place. What are you waiting for? Do it, people. While you're doing things, you should definitely check out PackersYearbook.com and get yourself the 2021 official yearbook of the Green Bay Packers. Just use code CHTV to get 10% off. And while you're out there, hit up VINFL.com to get your Acme Packers hoodie. Code CHEESEHEADTV gives you 15% off. What's up? How we doing? Missed you guys over the holiday weekend, but I am back. Be here every day right through up Friday, right up before the weekend. We got the return of Packer transplants tomorrow night. Oh, my goodness. Where did the offseason go? I don't know. Very excited to return with Corey Behnke for Packer transplants, the first one of the season. It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow at 5 o'clock Eastern. You know a great way you can make sure you don't miss it live? Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure you set those alerts. Let you know whenever we're live. Packer transplants live, coming to you live tomorrow at 5. Hello to everybody in the comments. Missed you all. Look at these fine folks just mashing it up. I love it. H. Carrington, thank you for the super chat. Did the Saints overthink this, trying to stick it to the Packer fans by choosing Jacksonville over Dallas when they generally play worse on grass? I don't think Dallas was a viable option. There is not an event on the day of the game, but they do have a concert around the same time where in their contract states they've got to prep the stadium for the concert. So I don't think Dallas was ever a legit possibility because of that. I know Jerry Jones was slapping his gums on the radio, but you know, you could probably fit what Jerry Jones doesn't know inside his stadium. So, yeah, no, I think, yes, no doubt that the Saints were caught kind of in a rock and a hard place. They didn't want to make things easy on the Packers or their fans. But ultimately, you got to lace it up, right? And you got to beat the team across from you no matter where you play. The old adage, we'll play them in the parking lot. Well, here you go. That Jacksonville stadium is kind of a parking lot with swimming pools surrounding it. But we'll see on Sunday if they've screwed themselves, so to speak. Steve, thanks for the super chat. Morning from NYC. What's up, Steve? How you doing, man? First chat, my 7 and 4-year-olds are watching live. I keep telling them, but they want your thoughts. Do the Bears actually stink? Kids, gather around. Let me tell you something. The Bears don't stink. The Bears still suck. That is what you need to learn. That is what you need to understand. The Bears could go 17-0 this year, and they still suck. I should start a children's program. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for the support. How come Cheesehead TV doesn't run on Lombardi time? Because we employ myself and Corey Behnke. That is why. I kick ass. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. My weekly Tay Watch question. Still think he gets a new contract this week? Still a possibility. A lot of ball game left. You saw a couple contract extensions handed out over the last couple days, over the weekend. Devontae could be one of them. Still a lot of ball game left in that regard. Got a whole week to go. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not holding my breath. But anything can happen. We'll see. Biggest prediction for week one? Prediction. Pain. No. The biggest prediction for week one is that the young offensive linemen hold up shockingly well along the interior, Myers and Newman. I do think Elton Jenkins and Billy Turner, Cam Jordan is no joke. That pass rush for the Saints is legitimate, not even just one-on-one, but the stunts and games they play, the blitz packages they have. Everyone in pass protection is going to be tested, but I think Newman and Myers will acquit themselves admirably. Bohorquez, Zapad Dog, what's up, man? Bohorquez, I gotta practice for Packer transplants tomorrow night when, you know, go to the Packers news bit. Can't wait till we talk about trading for a punter, get Corey's reaction. But it is Corey Bohorquez. The J is like an H. I heard him say that in his press availability. So, Bohorquez. I'm just going to keep saying it. Bohorquez. What position group has the most concern for the Packers, Aaron? Thanks. Callum, most concern, quote unquote. It's the tried and true. You've known him. You've loved him. It's inside linebacker. That's right. Tell him what he's won. Look, I have said, I think Campbell is a significant improvement in the Band-Aid department. I'm not ready to declare him an answer to anything. I do think they'll be better there. But given the fact that I do think they've improved along the defensive line with the additions of Slayton and Heflin. I know they've gone light numbers-wise at corner, but I think there's a lot of talent there. We know what Amos and Savage bring at the safety position. Yeah, I just, that inside backer spot. Barnes is solid, never going to be spectacular. Campbell is probably an upgrade from Kirksey. Past that, you've got what, Burks, Summers, and McDuffie? Now, to me, that's your weak point, right? I don't think there's any question there. What do you think happens if this storm and gulf forms into something? Do they push game back? Yeah, it's a possibility. I ain't going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Could they move this game again? Yep. Not only in location, but on actual day it gets played. We'll see what happens throughout the week. There is a possibility, though, that storm forms and comes down gunning for bear against Jacksonville, and the NFL goes, okay, Monday night doubleheader, tripleheader, whatever it is. What is Lombardi? Joshua, what is Lombardi time? What is Lombardi time? Did you really just ask that question in this here chat? 15 minutes early. On time means early. All the clocks set 15 minutes ahead. That's Lombardi time. If you were late, and I'm not talking late as to when the meeting was scheduled. If you were past 15 minutes before the meeting was scheduled, you got fined by Lombardi. Lombardi time. On time means early. I always joke that Matt LaFleur and before him, Mike McCarthy never ran on Lombardi time when it came to those pressers. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? How you doing, buddy? Like, we seriously had to trade for the punter with the hardest name. Big B, I don't care if he's called supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, if he can kick it 50 yards on average every time he puts boot to ball. Let's go, Big B! I see Packers running at Saints with young line. Larry, I think they'll definitely try to establish the run. The Saints were no joke against the run last year. I believe they were third or fourth in the league. I don't think they allowed a single ball carrier to average 4 yards per carry last year. So it's going to be tough sledding. I think they will undoubtedly attempt. They got to get the outside zone going so they can get the boot action working off of that. They will definitely attempt it, but I'm not so sure how successful they're going to be. Saints are no joke up front. Hey, Nags. Good to be live again. Bring on some football. Bubbatron, you got that right. Now that J.K. Scott's jerseys are on sale, Corey finally snagging one. No doubt. No question. He's going to walk across the street and get one right from the clearance rack. Already having nightmares of Kamara's broken tackles. Gospel. This is a safe space, sir. Let's not give anybody any trigger warning. Give me a trigger warning next time. Don't panic. I'm here. Robin's here. Everybody, it's okay. Robin's here. Thank God. Kamara gets under 50 yards. Book it. Justin. It's way too early to be doing drugs. Like, let the day develop a little bit. Just, man, that's a tough one. Brad, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Been missing happy hour and dailies. Super busy with wedding in 2 weeks. So excited for week one, carrying the G. Cheers to Cheesehead TV. Brad, I did wonder where the hell you were. Thanks for being live. Thanks for the support. And congratulations. Wedding in 2 weeks. Is that your wedding? Congratulations, man. Carry the G up the aisle, man. Happy for you. Quadzilla's game. Yeah, Larry, I think you will see a healthy amount of AJ Dillon, the quad father. Kamara gets under 400 yards. Book it. Stephen. I mean, that's probably a little bit more like it. Yeah, no doubt about it. Football is back, buddy. Jacksonville, here I come. Danny, be safe. It's going to rain, going to storm, going to be gross. Go cheer on the green and gold. I love it. What time will you start the watch party? Colby, most likely, I would maybe 15 minutes before, maybe a half hour before. I got to work that out with Corey yet. Not quite sure what we're doing pregame. We're not going to have a full pregame show like we did last year, but we will definitely. Did you miss the fantasy draft? Krista, no. Check out the information I sent or the post on the Patreon page. We're going to have it right after happy hour on Thursday, right before the season kicks off. You didn't miss anything. Don't worry. Robin, thanks for the super chat. Looks like you had a good time away with the girls. Robin, I did. Thanks thanks for checking in. Hope you're doing well. Hope you and the missus and soon-to-be little one are chilling over there across the pond. Yes, we had a fantastic time up in North Fork or over in North Fork. Someone chided me the other day for saying up because I don't sound like a local. But yes, we had a lovely time. It was a great weekend away. Spent time in a pool, on the beach. The oldest got some shopping in at the outlet mall. That was the highlight of her weekend. So yes, lots of fun, even though I had to burn my wallet. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Do you expect much from Stokes to start the season, or is he more likely to grow into his role? Kyle, I think they will allow him to grow. I think you'll see Kevin King across from Jair more often than not in most packages. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him utilized at some point early on in some of the dime stuff that they do. But yes, for the most part, more often than not, it's going to be King and Jair as your main two corners to begin the season. How much do I think Dylan will play? Logger Dan, you never really know, right? It's all guesswork, but I would suspect, you know, 60-40 to Aaron Jones as far as a percentage of snaps. Now, what those look like, how many touches, what kinds of plays do they get? I have no idea. But I would suspect Aaron Jones gets a little bit more run than AJ. But you never really know, because some guy could get hot, whether it's one or the other, and they might just ride that guy. Especially with AJ, he seems like the kind of back, and we saw this with Tennessee last year, where first couple carries might go for two, three yards, and then he's busting out seven, eight yards, and then, you know, he's ripping off 12-yard gains in the fourth quarter. He really seems like the kind of guy, and he's said this before, that really likes to get in a groove and a rhythm, feel the contact, and start, you know, churning stuff out as the game goes along. But it's happened a few times already in his NFL career. So how many snaps for Z? Danny, it could be zero, could be 20, could be 60. I don't know. We'll see if he's out there on Wednesday. That's going to be a big tell, I would suspect. We saw him at practice for the first time on Monday. First time since August 16th that he's been on the practice field. But he only did individual stuff. No teamwork yet for Z. So if he's out there on Wednesday, he's got a chance. But if he's not there with team doing team stuff, you got to think that he's probably most likely either a reserve or doesn't even suit up. So we'll see. A lot of ball game left there. Julie, thank you for the support and the super sticker. Thank you very much. How much of the playbook will Matt LaFleur show week one, expecting to be pretty vanilla play calling wise? I don't know about that. I don't know about vanilla. They'll utilize whatever they think they need to beat the Saints and their defense. And look, with the pressure packages the Saints have, you got to be at least a little bit creative. But now, are they going to be calling tons of trick plays and stuff like that? No, of course not. Now I say that, and I watch him come out with a flea flicker very first play of the game. But, I don't suspect it'll be vanilla in the sense of preseason. This is a regular season game. All 17 of them count, and you've got to win. So I don't think it's a case of he's going to hold back much if he suspects it will be successful against what the Saints like to do on defense. You know, time for holding stuff back is over. Ramses, thanks for the super chat. Oh, my God, football season. Can't wait to watch Barry's defense grow. I agree with you there. I mean, because I think I've said it all offseason, you got to expect growing pains on the defensive side of the ball. Lots of the same personnel, and they've heard guys talk about the continuity, the ability to play with the same guys. That will help, but the calls, how Barry goes about instituting things, what his tendencies grow into, that's all going to change over the course of the season. The guys are going to become more comfortable. hopefully they're playing better as the year goes on and they hit the ground, you know, hit their hot part of the year down the home stretch. That's what you would hope. But yes, I'm excited to watch the maturation on the defensive side of the ball. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Do you think 12 pushes to get Cobb a TD right away? I don't think he'll go out of his way or force the issue or anything, but you know, if stuff breaks down and Cobb is on the field, you know Aaron's going to be looking for him. And if the result is a touchdown, I don't think anybody will complain. F- 425 game Sunday, 425 my time. Sunday, choice of beverage? Yes, all of them. Please give them to me. All of the beverages. Thank you. All right, next from West Bend. What's up, Julie? Since I'm fairly a new follower, what is transplants? Let's get the season going already. Julie, Packer Transplants is literally the thing that started Cheesehead TV. It is just a show here on the YouTube channel that Corey Banky, my co-founder at Cheesehead TV, that Corey and I do every single week during the season. It started as a 20-minute podcast, grew into a weekly live show during football season. Corey's live from Green Bay. I'm live from our studio in New York. And as we like to say at the intro, it's just two guys who like to think they know something about football. The running joke is that we really don't know anything about football, but we love talking about the Packers. We love connecting with Packers fans. If you haven't checked it out, please, please do so for the first time tomorrow, live, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Lambeau time. It's going to be a lot of fun. And thank you, Julie. Thanks for coming on board. Team MVP, not Aaron or Devontae. Ooh, Andrew, that's a good question. Can I say Jair? It's going to completely take over on the defensive side of the ball. Either Jair or Rashawn Gary. What should we expect from Amari? Jet sweep motion type stuff or more typical slot wide receiver? A bit of both, Gospel. I think there's a good chance he gets mixed in maybe a little bit more than I was expecting, given the hints that LaFleur dropped yesterday in his presser. There's a chance we see him out there in both capacities, but I do suspect he'll be utilized quite a bit like Tyler Irvin was in the jet motion, orbit motion stuff. Maybe where he doesn't see the ball a whole lot, but he gives the defense a lot to think about. But we'll see. That's the beautiful mystery. They're waiting to see unveil itself on Sunday afternoon. But I do think they... he will be utilized a lot like Irvin was, with an expanded kind of route tree slash ability usage in the slot. I don't doubt that for a second. Girls should have a 50 burger on the menu. Brandy, I like the way you think. Cobb over under 600 yards receiving. Ryan, this sounds suspiciously like a fantasy football question. I'll give me under. Give me 505 yards and four touchdowns. How's that? Justin, thanks for the super chat. Barstool stole a lot of ball game left. Time for war. Oh, this has been going on forever. You know, what are we going to do? We're going to go fight the gorilla? We all know who came up with it. We all know where the original came from. We all know who said it first, who tweeted it first. We all know that was me. All right. So, you know, Barstool, have fun. Go make your money. It's fine. It's all good. We, you know. If you know, you know. I've been watching Transplants for over a decade. It's exquisite. Kevin, you're too kind. And I'm not so sure about your usage of exquisite there, but I appreciate the sentiment. Brian, how will the 17th game affect the season? More conservative with injuries, etc. I don't think much more so than the Packers already are. You know, the whole reason David Bakhtiari is on the PUP is because of the way they operate. Don't look any further than last year with Davante Adams. I mean, chomping at the bit to get on the field for that Monday nighter against Atlanta, and the Packers holding him out, much to the chagrin of Devontae, wherein he tweeted his displeasure about it and then later deleted it. They're always conservative. They're always looking out long-term for the best interest of the player. And I would argue for the team, because, you know, on that same game, the Falcons put out Julio Jones, even though he's dealing with a hamstring injury, he re-aggravates it, basically was useless for the rest of the year. You know, the Packers have been conservative, and I think smartly so. An extra four quarters, presumably, of football, I don't think is going to change their approach much. Now, other teams around the league, perhaps they kind of start moving towards the Packers model in that regard. But, yeah, I think the Packers were already there. essentially. Julie, thanks for the super chat. Hi, Nags. Since I'm a fairly new follower, what is transplants? Oh, I just read that. I know you're new here, so I thank you for the support, Julie. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern, be here on the YouTube channel. Big Cat owes you a residual check. Big Cat owes me a lot more than that. All right. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day right here on Packers Daily, live on Cheesehead TV. Thank you so much for the support. Patreon members, the information for this week's happy hour is up on the Patreon page. It will be Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. Thank you to all the Patreon members out there who support the channel. Even if you don't show up for the happy hour every week, we really, truly, greatly appreciate the support. If you want to jump on board, become a Patreon member, just go to patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. All we ask is $5 a month. It supports everything we do with the brand. If you can't do that, I understand, but please do hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.